Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I never see this part of Rob Ford. I just knew him as the guy that was on the show.
You moved away. Thank you, Oscar.
Yes, I did. I don't understand how you missed out. Yeah. Being in Florida and all.
That would have been worth staying right there.
I said, Bill, I believe this is killing me. And the microphone smells like a beer. And I know that it's me they've been coming to see. So forget about life for a while. Oh, la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
800-588-2300. Today.
Yeah.
And he has that kind of... right now, come into the house and we'll give you a wonderful deal on a free room. And then we'll take you into the other room and we'll charge you absolute triple trade.
It went beyond that, too. There was threats of violence.
That's right. And if you don't pay promptly for our wonderful 1.9% financing, we'll send our Empire goons after your house.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
So this is just another way that I'm becoming my father. When I get ready for the show now, I'm looking at my hair right now, which really for... is one of the rare days where it looks actually tidy.
Yeah, it's nice and tidy today.
And now this is another example that I'm turning into my father. The only way that I make my hair look tidy is that I soak it in water and I comb it right before I come, which is the equivalent of what my father did for 30 years, where he put Vitalis in his hair and just combed it. And I'm not happy about that. I used to.
Do you ever do the thing
have
where
better
you,
hair?
Do you used to ever do the thing where you take the comb and put it under running water? And then you said,
I could do that.
That's a
great
old man
thing. That's like an old man thing. Yeah, but I got an old man.
Don't you use product regardless?
Excuse me.
I thought you've used product in the past.
I've used product, but it just doesn't, it hasn't been doing the same thing. Like when I come in here, I'll shellac my hair straight back. And then when I put the headphones on, it sticks up in the air.
Poof.
The product he comes, it's aerosol spray, I believe.
Yeah, this is what we call Delta.
John! Anyway, I don't know what's happening right
John!
Now. It's happening as I freaked out last night. I swear to God, I don't want to say this because people will pick up on this. This is the worst I've felt all day.
Really?
Right now. Everything seems to be... like, it's almost like an allergic reaction that I'm having or something like that. Like, maybe it's this microphone. Let me smell it. No, it doesn't smell bad.
When does the last time you rinsed out your screen?
Maybe you're actually having allergies now at this point in your life.
Could be.
I don't know.
They could come on later in life.
It's been a while, Rob.
Yeah.
It's been a while, yeah.
You know, a little
like
warm water.
If I look at the end of this, right? Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Oh, we never let them get to that point.
Yeah, that's brutal.
What you want is a few, maybe a droplet of Dawn.
Dawn.
Some warm water.
What happened? What happened?
Put some Dawn on. Nothing happened on our end.
What happened to the picture I was supposed to see?
Did you get Dawn on the phone?
You guys are gone.
We're gone on your computer?
Yes.
Oh, strange.
Pony?
Pony's on it.
I am on it.
He is on it.
Do you know, can you tell, is there a problem?
We just see you, Mike.
Yes.
We don't get to see a reference
Pony?
For us the way we set up.
Pony?
Our camera just disappeared.
He just,
from
he
the
said f- he's on it. Pony is on it.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to do, but on it doesn't tell our listeners that I'm just not talking about nothing.
Yeah, so, but now you're on camera and you are in the spotlight.
Yes. Now you can discuss everything.
What happened, Pony?
Oh, Mike, that's a snowball into the sun. If you
okay, I
out.
Just I know you're protecting. You know you protect Pony like he's like a
Pony
little...
is resetting our camera right now, which involved him leaving his microphone.
Yes.
He's headed back to his microphone now.
What happened to your camera? God, every day this week we've had something happen. Yesterday was my fault. Today it's not my fault.
Mike, what you need to do is warm, sudsy water. Run it through the screen a few times. Let it sop in, soak it out, sop it in, squeeze it out, sop it, and let it dry overnight. And then you'll
be back
right as rain.
Yeah, but Rob's cut off.
We got some headroom issues. Pony, you can fix that, can't you?
Yeah, he's got
a joystick in his room.
So anywho, as I'm turning into my dad, I just want to share that. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying our second decade.
But you're not using Vitalis, let's be clear.
No. Wow. Our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Rancho Mirage, California, Ellsworth, Maine, College Park, Georgia, Cape Town, South Africa. I apologize.
Would you like some apple juice, brother?
Gillette, Wyoming, and Tijuana, Mexico. The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now. I was fine until I walked into this studio.
Maybe you're allergic to us.
It's a psychological.
Last night, as you may have noticed, if you listened to yesterday's show, I was talking about the fact that I had a head cold. Mm-hmm. And I had gotten it on Saturday. Carla says I got it when I woke up from my nap. She might be right. That's when I wasn't feeling poorly.
I blame the kid.
I'd like to attribute it to the room full of children.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to do.
A germ-filled room.
But I'm vaccinated, but it didn't keep me from reading last night about, what do they call them, breakthrough infections?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Olympians are getting them.
Oh, yeah. It's all over the bubble.
Breakthrough infections, people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what was I doing yesterday during the show? Sneezing.
Yeah, that's right.
What's one of the symptoms of a breakthrough infection?
Sneeze?
Sneezing.
Okay.
However, don't you get worse right away?
The breakthrough infection. The way I understand it is that they're not of the caliber that you will end up in some sort of hospital. It's like a common cold. And that's all. I mean, that's just what I've read.
Do you think I should get tested?
Probably.
But I mean, really, should I? I mean, I was thinking about that. I mean,
the time, I would go. It depends on your schedule.
You know what?
I might go tomorrow.
It probably would ease your mind.
I'm getting blood work done tomorrow.
Oh, then tell
so the doctor can tell me I have the sugars again.
Mm-hmm. Tell him to throw in a COVID test.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, maybe I can do that. I'll see if they have a COVID test. We'll see what happens. But
can they test just for the breakthrough infection? Because the breakthrough infection isn't COVID, is it? Is it related to COVID?
How dumb are you?
Pretty dumb. I'm trying to be clear here.
It's COVID.
Okay. Well, then you'll want to be tested.
How do you not know that?
Do you read the news?
Well, Oscar just said, he said it's like a common cold. I didn't know if it was a diminished form of something.
Do you read the news about breakthrough infections?
I wanted to know if I had missed something. That's all.
What do you mean missed? Like the fact that there are infections of people?
There are different types of COVID.
Okay.
COVID is COVID,
though. Okay. Very good. It's all under the umbrella. That's what I needed to know. Thank you.
But did you know prior to this show right now that a breakthrough infection is what you refer to with someone who has been vaccinated that gets COVID?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I read the news. Mike, I look at Channel 5 every morning. They talk about these things.
I don't think you knew. And it's okay. Most of America probably doesn't know.
But about a break. Well, so I've got this cold last night, and I'm sniffing, and I'm coughing, and I'm looking. Excuse me. I am looking at the internet, and it says
internet
list of symptoms, and it freaked me out a little bit. And now, to be perfectly honest with you, I was doing cartwheels until I walked in here. Suddenly, I got this like moment. Yeah. But I think I'm fine. I feel a lot better than I did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Until the mic's open for some miraculous way. And I just think that it's freaking me out again. That this thing is out there.
You need to get tested just for peace of mind.
Also, you tend to manifest problems. Like health issues, like you sometimes will, like you'll
the hell does that mean?
You'll want the attention of the latest sickness.
It's the WebMD sort of phenomenon that if you stay on the internet long enough, you can talk yourself into being sick.
Okay, I could buy into that.
And I think probably, you know what, you had good intentions when you started researching your symptoms, but you've talked yourself into being sicker than you are probably. And you need to get this test to ease your mind, and then you know you're going to be okay.
Yeah, but nothing changes. Let's say you come up positive Delta.
Right.
You're not getting, you're not changing anything, right? You just live your life.
Yeah, but you like to think, I was so blissfully happy going a full, excuse me, year of, hey, Carla. She's not around. Not when I need her. I was just going to suggest something hot, perhaps.
Like some bouillon? Would you like some bouillon?
Can we get a hot soup as soon as you have a free moment?
I just want a cup of tea.
Nothing thick.
Could you warm up?
That's what I want.
Some broth.
Hey, I think there's some chicken.
Baby.
Let's get some broth.
Baby.
Get me a hot tea. I'm having trouble doing the show.
The instrument.
Be professional. She just told me to be professional.
Wow.
That's funny. That's
maybe really the problem funny. Is maybe the problem is what you referred to her as baby.
Baby doll. Sweetie, honey, baby.
Straight to HR.
So as I'm sitting there last night, I go online, and it's not something I was looking for. It was just there,
right,
about these new infections, because the variant of the coronavirus is so much more virulent,
yeah,
than the one that we were vaccinated for. So there were stories about people that are vaccinated getting booster shots, and then there were stories about the symptoms you get if you get a breakthrough infection, which Oscar was referencing, yes, regarding the Olympic athletes.
Right.
And this is based on the fact that we had the science, we had the technology, we could have smited this thing, and we haven't. And because we haven't, it's gaining a foothold everywhere.
Again.
It's why infections are up. It's why the stock market crashed yesterday. It's why this is going on. We had it. We had it in our hot little hand, but we chose not to pay attention to it. That's it.
Stock market, nice rebound today. Not fully. But
oh, that's good. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Something is better than nothing.
Yeah,
this is true. This is true.
So the silver lining is this, is that because this variant is so aggressive, I believe that within a few weeks to a month, these anti-vaxxers with their long stories and big explanations will have less of a foothold on America's conscience, because they won't be able to draw from random empirical evidence that has nothing to do with this to say it's okay.
So the random evidence will dissipate.
It will have to, because the sheer numbers and issues we're going to have for those that are non-vaxxed, how are you going to combat it?
Yeah. Well, it freaked me out last night, but I don't think I'm going to get tested, simply because I think I have a cold.
Okay.
And there was another guy that I play golf with that had a cold.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be it, or we'll see.
Was he an anti-vaxxer?
Okay. Now, there are no anti-vaxxers among the guys, the old folks that I hang around. There really aren't. Not that I'm aware.
The wealthy tend to... actually, you know, err on the side of caution.
Yeah.
The wealthy.
They have much to live for.
I think that old people have a very strong self-preservation instinct. And so, regardless of the politics, I haven't met very many. There were two guys that are both on the young side of the equation. As far as when I say young, we're talking about 40s.
Okay.
That's a young gun.
But they were... You know, their heels were dug in. And the one guy's probably 53, 55, something like that. And he was another guy, and he really was adamant about it. But other than that, the oldsters that I hang out, by and large, people have gotten vaccinated. So that's the way that goes.
Did they do it straight out of the chute? Because I remember when the vaccine started, after the frontline workers,
down
the
here,
seniors
down
were
here
the
was
first.
A competition. We were all... We were going all over. I went three towns over to get a vaccine.
I remember, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody was doing that. I thought that the world would do that. I thought that the country would do that. I thought it would be okay. But enough of that. I'll keep you posted. If I decide to get a test, I'll get a test. But I really don't think there's anything to really worry about, because I did feel much better today. And I feel actually, believe it or not, better. There's just a little tickle that's going on right now. And, you know, if I die, you'll remember that I said I just had a little tickle.
That's all.
No, and then, you know, no one's died from being vaccinated and then
No, if you're vaccinated, you don't die.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
You die from choking.
Could be the first. Could be the first.
She really is not going to bring you some hot tea?
She's cooking. It's boiling.
She's doing it.
She's cooking the tea.
She's cooking the water.
I think she is.
How dare you?
She takes care of me that way.
Okay, she's cooking the water.
I hope. I hope and pray.
Yes.
I hope. Let me talk about another subject here, because it's TV,
yes,
which we love so bad. This goes out to Dan Stovall.
Yes.
Who hipped Rob and I to a wonderful, wonderful TV show on the Peacock Network.
Ooh.
So he puts up a trailer for a show called Dr. Death. And he sent this to me and to Rob. I don't know why.
Thanks for nothing,
he didn't
sir.
include
I like
Oscar.
TV.
Well,
I have
Oscar.
A few.
You own a television?
Let me see. I'm saying Rob doesn't respond to him at all. I do.
Oh.
I say, oh, great. Now I have to get another network. And then he writes yesterday evening, after I had gone offline, he said, it's streaming, and so far, I think it's free.
Internet.
Well, Internet.
Hallelujah. I went on my TV and grabbed it, and it was FRE free. Really? Yeah, they did a date. They mined me for some data, and I was cool.
Did you
with
have
that.
To give a credit card even though it's
nope.
free? Oh, okay. So it won't. It won't.
No, I did not.
Up.
So it was free, and I dove into Messieurs Christian Slater and Messieurs Alec Baldwin, and wow, about a bad doctor. Is there anything we love in this country than a TV show about an evil doctor? And here's the interesting thing. Alec Baldwin plays the mellow guy. Christian Slater, who normally is Mr. Cool and Collected, he plays the doctor, and they're both on a quest to bust out this psycho who's operating on people's spinal columns.
Slater's not the sinister
havoc.
One. Slater's not
no,
sinister?
Slater and Baldwin are together, two totally different guys. Slater, like, wears his Hawaiian shirt and drinks and smokes.
Sure.
And does all that. And Alec Baldwin is this really reserved Dallas physician who's just, you know, out to do some good. He's very, very, hi.
Speaking
it's also
good.
Based on a true story. I'm sorry I watched like
Christian
three,
Slater
three episodes.
Also in the
I watched three,
the divorcee
three
show we watched.
Yes, and
which was fantastic. Yeah, yeah, I'm becoming yeah. a new renewed fan of Christian yeah. Slater.
He's so. Gotten away he's gotten away from his early stuff where he just pretended to be Jack Nicholson.
Pump
which is right. how he got started.
Pump Up the
yeah.
Volume is great.
Gleaming the Cube. Remember his skateboarding movie? Yes.
I never get a chance. You know, I always blow that's it when a listener gives me a great reco, and I enjoy it so much. Dan Stovall, I got your message, your PM, and thank you for that. And I really, really, really love the
Gleaming
show.
Gleaming the Cube is what Julia's boyfriend's doing
I
right
wish
now.
That you would not say that. How about that?
Oh, God. I just blew my tea all over after the place.
After she went to the trouble of cooking the water.
Oh, did you put honey in it?
Baby.
Honey. Anyhow, it's a little broad. Like the evil doctor is really evil, like kind of psycho evil.
Is the evil doctor played by anyone we know?
No, I don't know what the guy's name is.
Star power in it.
What's
a lot of star power, but I don't know the guy's name.
What's the evil? Will you entertain questions? I'm sorry. I'm just.
Yeah, we'll entertain.
Thank you for entertaining questions.
I'm not going to because I'm here all week, and I'm not really going to ruin the show for you. I'm just going to tell you I thoroughly enjoyed it, and you get a lot from the trailer too.
30 minutes, hour long. What do we got to contend with per episode?
Oh boy, I want to say maybe a little over a half hour.
Okay, not bad.
Something
okay.
like that.
Not bad. I can handle that.
Maybe 40 minutes, maybe 45 minutes. I'm
I
not
can
sure.
handle that. Because you know, Mike, I'm not sure if you and Carla are in the know. The new
this
season.
This is you, Oscar. You'll be all over this. You will devour
wait.
This
I can't
show.
Wait. Mm-hmm. The new season of, oh, God, why is it escaping? I just had the name on the tip of my tongue. What's the show with all the hot guys that are banging their mom? Their mom just died.
Wait. I've got Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom. Thank you.
Has that just broken
it's back
again?
Two episodes waiting for you, man. Waiting for you. Just waiting for you.
There you go. All right.
Every Sunday. TNT.
It's getting good again.
And Mike, I actually, you know, you and I have a distaste for Hulu.
Lots of dudes.
Yeah.
But topless. I actually found something on Hulu that is blowing my mind. And I need you to be
this
patient
with me.
This
is TV Corner. We've got Animal yep. Kingdom. We've got yep. Dr. Death. And Rob's going to weigh in with his latest.
You have to be patient with me because I know this is not going to suit you at the outset. But I think even you would enjoy this. It is called McCartney 321. And it is a miniseries where record producer Rick Rubin interviews Paul McCartney. And they break down Beatles and Wings records track by track. Like they'll isolate the bass or they'll isolate the drums or they'll say, here's what George was doing on the guitar.
No, I
at
like
this
that. That's actually interesting because you, as a music person, I really love the idea of how they craft these records. You realize when you get these documentaries that it wasn't about necessarily exclusively the melody. It was the sound.
It was the sound. And there was two things that I took away from the first two episodes and I can't wait. I could have watched it all last night because it was that impressive to me. And that Rick Rubin, who, you know, was responsible for some of Tom Petty's greatest recordings. He also...
Hi, my name is Rick Rubin.
He's not like that.
An all-star producer.
This is Rick Rubin.
He did the Beastie
Def
Boys.
Def Jam
Records. He also did those last...
Kick it!
Johnny Cash albums. He was responsible for that surge in popularity Johnny Cash had. There are points where Paul is talking and this amazing record producer is literally seated at his feet. Hanging on every word that he's saying.
Where you'd like to be.
Exactly. But the thing...
Where
But what Paul said is that in the age before they had tape recorders and everything, the reason why their early songs were so memorable, He said, we had to make them memorable so we could remember them before we finish them.
Don't and you I feel like Paul's full of S all the time? Like, no one else is going to contradict him.
Well, you see,
he just makes
I can I give
that,
you my take? Let yes. me give you my okay, take on ahead. Paul McCartney. And, there are so many brilliant, talented artists, and there are so many artists that don't get the credit they deserve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Paul McCartney gets the credit that he deserves, and then
takes everyone else's credit.
It goes way beyond reason. He's okay, but he's not like the second coming. Yeah. It's not. And Paul McCartney is just like constant. It's constant for 50 years. Everything. It's been constant. Well, this is long after the Beatles, who mm-hmm. were the real thing.
Yeah, that's true.
No one can argue about that. But it's just like on
but
and
this is,
on and on. You constantly talk about Paul McCartney.
One of the, and it was with hesitation that I even wanted to bring this up because I knew that this would set you to a point. But I think that you would like watching this for the musicianship of it, but also there's a certain look, and maybe he's acting, maybe he's got me fooled, I don't know. But when Paul is listening to tapes from over 50 years ago and like breaking out his bass line that he played on a record,
yeah,
it looks like he hadn't thought about it in 50 years. Like, he's listening to it through new ears.
And you get a Woody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A rager,
what if
Mike?
I told you that same look comes when people are lying about a story they're about to tell you? Like, they're
Maybe.
Thinking about, like, how
Why are
I?
You attacking?
Because
Why are you attacking just for fun?
Because Paul is everywhere.
I see him everywhere.
Yeah. And like, look, Rick Rubin, in his own right, that's the guy you want to hear from. Not Paul talking to Rick about the line.
Well, yeah, but Rick wasn't there. So if Rick asked the questions that he wants to know the answer to.
This is the problem. Nobody can say it didn't go down that way.
Ringo could.
Ringo doesn't have the cojones to even say
Ringo
a peep.
Could.
So he can tell you a whole story. And I bet you in every one of those stories, he had Paul had the bright idea to do this. And then the song got better.
No, actually, I think that this is worthy of watching. Mm. And it, when you hear, he's also spotlighting not just the Paul stuff, spotlighting how George played guitar, how John played guitar, how he co-wrote with John.
He's pretty. Anybody will come out of the woodwork once this guy, you know, kicks the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul?
Paul passes.
Right.
I don't mean that. That was the wrong way of saying that. Not covered his tracks. Paul's been a pretty good guy.
I get it. But do you think anybody's going to come out, like maybe a studio musician, and finally say, look, I didn't have the balls to say anything before, but this guy's a raging dick.
Well, if you want to see.
Everybody knows.
If you want to see Paul be a dick, yeah. Watch Let It Be. In the movie, he is a dick in it.
No. Let's get back to the whole thing Beatles and Beatlemania and love. And I am offended when people say they don't like the Beatles. I'm like, are you kidding me? How can you not like the Beatles?
I'm past that. You all have educated me. I'm past
but
that.
What I don't, what
not
I
the
get
monkeys,
tired of,
but
the
I respect
Beatles,
the
Beatles are in the land of Jimmy Buffett right now to me.
Ooh,
they have
damn.
Been.
That's, no.
Yeah,
no.
Rob, you love it because you love commercialism.
No.
All of your pop culture, you like it sanitized, pasteurized, homogenized.
This is wrong.
And you love the Beatles because the Beatles are safe.
No. I love the Beatles because of the musicianship and the story of the band and the way the band grew.
Yeah.
Now,
that story ended 1,000 years ago.
It ended, and then Paul went on to be the biggest solo act of the 1970s and much of the 80s. Because
I would disagree with that.
No, you can look at the chart action. He was huge.
Oh,
he was huge.
Okay,
but
right.
The musicianship is there, and when you compare him or them to Jimmy Buffett, bite your tongue, because you know what Jimmy Buffett is about is a bunch of people that won't let go wearing Hawaiian shirts and drinking and trying to
really,
talk themselves into having a good time.
Is it really that much different?
Yes, it's
than
absolutely
you with going to all the Beatles.
Because Jimmy Buffett has no musicianship to him. He has his music is so simple. There's nothing
but
to
isn't
it
the over-commercialization isn't that similar? Is there
No, because you know why? It's the Beatles. The Beatles always drag their feet on the releasing of their music and stuff like that.
They don't
anymore. They were not at the forefront of that.
Yeah, they don't because most of them are dead.
Well,
dead,
half of,
dead, Dom.
Half of them are dead, and that's 500. And that'll get you into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I know. I know. And by the way, I had tickets before COVID to see Ringo up in Maine.
Yeah,
and you would have, and you would have loved it. You would have loved that. And it's and because you know what that what and that's not just Beatles stuff. That's just plain music. And if you really break down Cheeseburger in Paradise and put it against, say, like Eleanor Rigby, really, really consider what you say as far as.
But don't you get bored?
No,
talking about the same old artist all the freaking time. Paul. Speaking words of wisdom. Oh, we get it. We get it. It's been around. Don't you want to live in the now a little bit?
If there's something good in the now, I listen to it. Absolutely. But
there's
tons of
new stuff that comes out. I'm not talking you have to be modern all the time. I'm saying the last 20 years.
But
how about the last 20 years?
I have an enormous record collection of music from dating back to all times.
All right.
But
all right. How about Luke Bryant?
I don't like him.
Mm.
But
who's your number one, like, on your hit parade right now? Out, no. Contemporary artists.
You know what? I really like Lady Gaga. I bought her most recent album on vinyl and the CD. I like it. Amy Winehouse is no longer with us, but
that's
I really
like 30 years ago.
Well,
at this point.
It's closer to 10, but yeah, she's very, very good.
And why do you think he likes her?
Because she loved drinking.
No, she's dead.
No, I bought the record before she died. I bought the record before she died.
By the way, the single greatest Halloween costume ever worn by Rob Spiewak.
That's probably worth something, that Winehouse record.
No.
Well, the picture of Rob dressed as
Amy Winehouse. I have that still.
That's worth something. That
magnificent.
That was a huge wig.
I couldn't stop looking at him that night. I laughed every time. I said, that is the funniest Halloween costume. If you never got a chance to go to that party, you missed Rob as Amy Winehouse.
I remember.
It was really tough. It was really tough getting those fishnets on and almost as hard getting them off.
Well, you played such a great woman because the way that you would pull your hair back to have a conversation.
Well, yeah, I had the big wig, and I had to.
That's great.
Yeah, so it was a good.
No,
yeah.
I understand your love for Paul and Tony's love of the Beatles and the Beatles and the Beatles, and it's wonderful, but it's all the time.
But no,
never ends.
You also sort of paint me as one dimensional, but you know I have the same affinity for, say, Frank Sinatra. I have the same affinity.
Yeah, the Sinatra conversation and the passion was beautiful the other day.
And when you talk about that, I have the same affinity for Elvis Presley, all for different reasons. And you know what? Yeah, they are the biggest stars of the 20th
century. They were the biggest pop stars of their day, and you love pop stars.
But there's a reason for that. It's because the material and the quality is there. That's why.
I love
the Rolling Stones too.
Like when you talk about Paul and Paul and Paul's face and Paul was like,
well, Paul is still around. That's one of the reasons why you can still talk about it, because he's still here.
I loved my buddy Rich back in the day, my drummer guy. You know, but when he bought the farm, it's like I kind of keep it to myself.
Look, I
guess Paul's still.
I don't want a Beatle to go anywhere, but when they go, the tell-all books, I'll be the first to order them on Audible.
You think there's somehow something evil? That all the evilness
Ringo's
of the
dungeon.
Beatles, all the evilness of the Beatles has been
it's been
reported
mined
on.
Already,
it's been mined.
Don't you think the lady with one leg has some things to say once he passes? She wants to say a few things.
Oh, she's,
I'll give you
she's
10
hopping
years.
Mad.
In the last 10 years. 10 years, Rob.
Yeah.
Name me a smash hit that Paul McCartney has come up with.
Great.
He had a duet with Kanye about 3 years ago that charted into the top 10.
That's a Kanye.
That's not a smash hit.
Well, and then he had McCartney 3, which dropped last Christmas, was a chart topper. He got really good reviews for.
I said, name me in the last 10 years
a hit record,
a smash, not a hit record, a smash, not a top 10 record, a smash hit.
I don't think I can. But I can name you the fact that he had more number ones as a solo artist and as a group member than any other person in the world.
I'm more into Colson Baker right now.
Colson Baker?
Machine Gun Kelly.
My God. Get in line.
Very good. Mm. Very good.
Yeah.
That's who I'm listening to. At 62 years.
He must be packing, right?
Oh, well. I don't know. I think he's extremely charismatic, and I think that's why Megan Fox likes to,
you know, climb
on. He must
have, like, the Domino Sugar Factory silo down there.
By the way, there's a Cougar Factor there with Machine Gun Kelly, and right? Isn't he... How many years her junior is he?
Probably five. Nothing crazy.
He had her poster on his wall.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Her GQ Pros poster on his wall when he was a teenager. That's what I feel.
Well, that's one thing you can say about Paul is that he would never date an older woman.
I feel bad for Brian Austin Green.
God.
Yeah. You know what? He had it all for a while.
He had it all.
He was a 90210 guy.
Yeah.
So what is the TV show you're recommending?
The TV show is called McCartney 321, and it's on Hulu. The episodes are about 30 minutes each. They're very digestible. And I think you will enjoy the lines of questioning and also seeing where the inspiration comes from, and hearing those isolated tracks is really wild. I think you'll like it. And if you don't, a lot of people will. It's worth, for me, it was worth navigating Hulu, the worst platform on television.
Mm.
Would it have taken any effort at all to say thank you for the suggestion, Dan Stovall, when he sent that?
A little credit.
You know, little
love.
You weren't interested, so you didn't reply.
That's right.
Yeah, I reply even if I'm not interested.
Mike, you have been prolific in responding as of late, so I do appreciate that. I see that ding come up. I was like, damn it, I got to respond.
I bet if you wrote something about Paul, you read him a paragraph.
Maybe, but your personal recommendation on the Peacock makes me want to watch this movie, the show, though.
Peacock is free.
Peacock is free.
At least that's the way. Yeah, they might come
free
and get
Comcast,
me.
Free on Comcast.
But that's because it's a thing, right? Because they own it.
Well, I hopped on, got the app, subscribed, and... watched Dr. Death with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin and loved every minute of it. And I highly recommend it. And Rob highly recommends the Paul interview, which should be, viewing for Beatles fans and everybody else.
And if you're into Hot Guys, Animal Kingdom.
Exactly.
They're back.
Animal Kingdom is back. Yeah. There you go. That's TV Corner, S-A-D. Thank you. We'll be right back with the homepage right here. That's on the Mike O'Mara show, because he started the thing, and I like to usually talk it up. And I have to say, the hot tea, thank you, Carla, for bringing that by. This mug brought to you by Legoland.
Oh, Legoland. Nice!
Florida Resort.
No one cooks water better than her.
Yeah, fantastic. Didn't work, but it's fantastic.
No, I didn't come here to preach to you today. You're not a man, you're a bishop, for God's sake.
There is no God.
I guess I'd have to say Jesus. Who better than Christ?
Praise be to He.
We're crucifying someone tonight?
Daddy, you just threw Jesus across the room.
If loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right.
I was in the sky with Jesus. Isn't that special?
Brothers and sisters, it's the Reverend Twitch here preaching the truth. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is your salvation of laughs. An extra uncensored show that delivers heavenly hilarity each and every week. Get a bonus show subscription at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and always remember,
how you can give your heart to Jesus, but your ass belongs to Mike O'Mara.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. There's something so magical about summer nights. Maybe it's those cool, gentle breezes.
Yes.
Symphonies of animals and insects. Or the warming glow of a campfire, eh? Day and night, a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove turns magical summer moments into unforgettable memories. Solo Stove creates story-worthy moments without the fireside fumes. As we return to normal, it's a perfect time to gather round your Solo Stove with your loved ones. There's nothing better. Order now. You go from unboxing your Solo Stove to fireside fun in moments. Stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. So little smoke, you'll wonder how there's so much fire. Easy to keep lit, even easier to clean. They're so confident you'll love it. They offer a lifetime warranty and 30-day free return policy. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. And now you can get $10 off when you use promo code Mike. That's M-I-K-E at checkout. Just go to solostove.com. Remember, you get $10 off when you use that promo code. It's not the usual one we have. Remember that. It's a new one, and it's called M-I-K-E. The people at the advertising agency informed me that is the spelling of my first name.
You know, it's been a little cooler the past couple days in Washington, D.C., and we actually sparked up the Solo Stove last night.
Great.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, well, nobody likes sparking up more than Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know.
This is the homepage.
Well, we got a lot of a little Olympic news and a lot of Japanese news today.
Japanese.
Tokyo Bay has turned into Oyster Bay. From a town known as Oyster Bay, Long Island. That's my Billy Joel impression that I can only do when I have a cold.
Good. You can do it if you hold your eyes open in a
way. I said, Bill, I believe this is killing me. Anyway.
And the microphone smells like beer.
And the microphone smells like a beer. And I know that it's me they've been coming to see. So forget about life for a while. Oh, la da 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 da.
Watch us get some copyright infringement on YouTube because this is so spot on.
Yeah,
they're going to think it's actually Billy.
It's Tokyo Bay.
William's
turned into Oyster Bay. And it's wreaking havoc on a key Olympic venue.
Oh?
Tens of thousands of pounds of mollusks were found clinging to floats at the Sea Forest Waterway in Tokyo Bay, which is set to host rowing and canoeing events for the upcoming Summer Games. That's according to the Bay Say. That's the BBC, if you want to know. The floats are set up to stop waves from crashing back across the water onto athletes, but the shellfish had caused the equipment to start sinking.
Mike,
it's
a lot of oysters.
You know what they need? They need Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, suck down about 150 of them.
Mike, you've owned boats in the past. How long does it take for a mollusk to grow on
a bivalve?
Home?
If you leave a boat in the water, which I do up in Maine, we don't get mollusks on there, but we get certainly a lot of algae and a lot of creepy crud, and you have to either have a specific kind of bottom paint that is poison, or to keep it clean.
When you keep your boat in the water up there, isn't the trouble not so much bivalves but cousins?
Cousins hanging onto the boat. That's silly.
That is silly. Stop.
Did Tokyo
you make your
official,
payment this week?
A Tokyo official told the Japanese newspaper Asahi Shimbun, "It would be unacceptable if they sink."
Yes.
That's just very Japanese quote. Mm-hmm. That I thought. I just wonder what's in the water to make oysters grow so fast and crazy. And let me get my trash.
Might be, you know what? Maybe it's polluted water. It's got like vitamins and hormones and whatnot.
pH level.
Yeah, it could definitely be the pH level.
Mm-hmm. Ew, that's kind of
Paul Harvey level.
Yes.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
Good day.
Nashville Predators defenseman Luke Prokop has become the first active player under NHL contract to announce he is gay. The 19-year-old made the announcement in a statement posted to social media. Here's his quote. "It has been quite the journey to get to this point in my life, but I could not be happier with my decision to come out." He wrote, "From a young age, I have dreamed of being an NHL player, and I believe that living my authentic life will allow me to bring my whole self to the rink and improve my chances of fulfilling my dreams." Let me tell you why this is significant.
Okay.
Because a guy like this does this. And I really hope before I go
What's
to the
name
happy.
Again?
His name is Luke Prokop.
Let me eyeball this guy.
Mm-hmm. I hope that we do get to a point in our world where we no longer have these as news stories. Because if a guy shows up to the Christmas party with a guy, that's cool. And nobody talks about it anymore. Mm-hmm. Because it is what it is. That's
but also,
what, that's where I hope we all are.
Don't diminish his bravery, though. To be the first to do it,
you
is
have
huge.
To be brave to come out there
but
in,
you
a,
hope,
in a
you
sport
hope,
like that.
Yeah, you hope that it sets
this guy's a dreamboat.
thank you.
You hope that, like Mike says, you know, there are still people and kids these days that, you know, we were so progressive here that you're like, oh, like so and so, no big deal. Don't need to know. Happy to know if I know. No big whatever you're comfortable with.
I really hope we get to a
this
point
day in the world of professional sports. That is not the case.
Yeah, it is, because there's a culture there. Yeah. And guys like that, with their bravery, are hoping to and will.
Yes.
Trust me.
Of
they
course.
Will
of
change
course.
It. So that's good. Is there one month of the year that you hate more than any other month, gentlemen?
I know the one you hate the most.
I know you do. You probably, you know that. Yeah.
January.
Do you know?
January.
No, it's not. Is that the one you hate the most?
I hate January.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of January either. I don't like it.
That's number one.
It is?
It says,
wow.
Yeah, I think that.
The letdown after the
Our
holidays.
Least favorite month of the year is January. Yeah. 19% of people said it's the worst, followed by
Winter.
February, my least favorite, at 15%. And third on the list is next month. 10% of adults
say August sucks the most, maybe because it's back to school month.
Also, but, heat. Maybe the oppressive heat.
I don't like January because I'm like, damn it. This is the year I gotta give Shannon a baby. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like this countdown.
Is that it, really? Okay. Yeah, every January?
Like, yeah, because it's another year.
Yeah.
Another year. Time to get
time to get
time to get happen.
Yeah. Hey. Taxes time.
More Japan news. A man in Japan was arrested for flying a drone while under the influence of alcohol, which actually is illegal in Japan.
Oh. Really?
As well as several other areas, including New Jersey.
Oh.
New Jersey and you, perfect together.
Governor Tom Kane.
Thank you. It happened a few weeks back. This is a 56-year-old dude. He drank 8 beers between 7 a.m. and noon. Probably, I don't want to be... Yeah, that's him falling.
Oscar loves that.
That's so early.
The morning drinking had a wild effect on him because he decided to clean his house. In the process, he found a drone that he hadn't flown in a while. He got it out, took it for a spin, and promptly crashed it into a neighbor's window. Thankfully, it sounds like no one was hurt, and when the police came, the man admitted to drinking and droning.
How about that day when you get up and you start drinking, and he said, you know what, it's time to clean up. I said, you know what, it's time to fly a drone.
Look at this. Look at this. I haven't found this in 5 years.
Forgot about the drone.
How's Michael's scratch and dent drone?
The scratch and dent drone is hanging in there, and he's having a lot of fun with it.
That's cool.
Moving right along, it still works. It still works.
Good. Good.
God,
come back.
Ugandan weightlifter who disappeared in Japan after failing to qualify for the Olympics last week has been found. Well, if he failed to qualify, why was he in Japan in the first place?
Perhaps a pleasure trip.
Julius Sesekitoleko.
Sesekitoleko. Is it spelled again?
I think I used to have a watch.
Sesekitoleko. Julius is his first name. Hello, I'm Julius, your twin brother.
Sesekitoleko. Maybe.
Sesekitoleko.
The double S up front is throwing me off. Yeah.
He left a note ahead of his disappearance, which said that life in Uganda was too hard, and he wanted to stay in Japan.
Oh, he's defecting.
He went missing last Friday, was reported to have bought a bullet train ticket to Nagoya, hundreds of kilometers away from his hotel. Let's see. The chief cabinet secretary to Prime Minister Yoshide Suga said police launched an all-out effort to find the athlete.
Good. We don't want him gone.
And he was found Tuesday afternoon. An Osaka police spokesperson told the Daily Beast that discussions are ongoing about whether he will return to his team hotel. Nothing about Uganda, whether he's going to be
Mike,
sent
if
back,
he doesn't return, that would be unacceptable.
Aren't the Olympics where people usually seek asylum?
Something like that, right? I think. You know, that's why you got to keep an eye on them when they're in those cardboard beds.
That's right. That's the way that Mike actually became an American citizen in Lake Placid. When he came over with the Irish team,
I wish to say that warning.
Oh no!
This kicker's funny line,
yes,
is not a pedophile joke.
Okay, good.
It is not a pedophile joke.
Thank you for setting
joke.
The table. And this is a little something, that. Something.
A little something, something. A bored man stuck at home during the pandemic was rushed to a hospital after getting a padlock stuck around his thing. In a case of bizarre sex gone wrong, the 38-year-old bachelor clamped the metal device around the base of his for a thrill around 2 weeks ago, but he lost the key.
Ah. Oh.
And the limb started to swell. He tried unsuccessfully to remove the small lock, so left it on his for more than 14 days.
Wow.
Until it became infected and the pain was unbearable. Mm. The man's mother... Oh, dear.
Oh, the mother.
He's 38. His mother's involved. His mother tried to help him, called the emergency services people, and firemen went to his home. He lives in Bangkok, Thailand. Mm. This happened the evening of July 16th. She told medics that her son did not have a girlfriend and was bored. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get through this.
You
because
should.
He had been staying at home during the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's the quote from his mother.
My son is a private person.
No.
And he doesn't have a girlfriend. He has been staying at home a lot during the pandemic because he is worried about going out. He told me he did this because he was bored and he likes putting his thing through small holes. I was angry at him for embarrassing me like this, and I have told him not to do it again.
Mom.
And now, remember, this is not.
Not.
I'll give you. I don't know what the big deal is about putting your thing through small holes. Every guy likes to put his thing through small holes. That's the way it goes.
I thought you were going to go with... the next story is not about Mac Macintosh.
That's right.
No, it is not. Yeah. No, thank you. Thank you very much.
I can understand a bagel, but locks?
Locks. Yeah. Lost the key. That's inconvenient.
I mean, right. It's not like you're going to your local gym.
No. But he was in pain. Yes. We'll be right back.
I used to be the life of the party.
Oh, here's one.
And so he said, that's where I put my thermometer. But then, everything changed. I couldn't laugh, feel joy. I also couldn't maintain an erection, but that's unrelated, I guess. It was horrible until I found Lexapro Mera. Everything got good again when I subscribed to the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Listening to explicit content and hilarious insights, too raunchy for the usual show, got me out of my sad hole.
Subscribing to the Mike O'Mara bonus show has been said to cure ailments like male pattern baldness, gout, moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, and will expand your life by 40 plus years.
Subscribing to the bonus show is the single best thing you can do for your mental health. So do it today. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it now. Do it. And I promise to never talk about my sad hole ever again.
Johnny, no.
There you go.
Hey, the water wore off.
Maybe we need to do it, Mike, at halftime. Maybe you need to dip a comb again.
Yes. An emergency comb.
Dip a comb.
Well, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hey, KiwiCo, we love it. We've told you about it. It really is wonderful. Childhood experiences impact who we ultimately become. Education is like an investment in the future. Isn't it great to have a toy that actually gives your son or daughter an education?
Yes.
Mm. Why not gift your young innovators super cool STEAM projects? Now, they're really not toys. They're projects.
They are projects, but you know what? They think they're toys.
Don't get mad at me if I said toy, but he reacts the same way as when he gets a toy. So don't yell at me for saying it's a toy.
I know it's
not a toy. It's a STEAM project. Science, technology, engineering, and math.
Right. Art and math.
Right. The A doesn't stand for and. Science, technology, engineering,
and the extra
art.
S, Mike, that stands for salt. We throw that away.
This man is under the weather.
STEAM stands for So Technology, Engineering, and Math is what you seek.
Not so.
STEAM projects to nurture their curiosity and exploration outside of the classroom. I love KiwiCo. A subscription that you get with KiwiCo, your child gets a new crate full of fun science and art projects every month. It's for trailblazing toddlers to more experienced explorers and every stage in between. KiwiCo has just given my son an awful lot of joy.
Oh,
yeah.
He really loves it. He learned about astronomy and physics. It's great.
I love the fact that when you get a new project, he hides it from you.
Yeah, the last one, I don't even know what the last one is because it's in his room and he did it without me.
Nice.
And I was, I have to get used to that. He's getting older.
Yeah. Yes, darling.
It's an awesome way for him to stretch his brain in a fun way, especially during summer months. He loves it. From sailing the solar system to building an animation machine, everything is shipped right to your door. There's no commitment, pause it or cancel anytime. The best part? Watching their confidence grow as big as their smile. That's KiwiCo. With KiwiCo, there's something for every kid or kid at heart. Every month, get your first month free on select crates at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. And do it today, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's see. Let's just talk about the evening out because I love Rob Ford.
Yes.
I love to hear about Rob Ford. Rob Ford now works for Podville. He does not really work for the Mike O'Mara show directly. He occasionally helps us out.
I don't know if you understand what a slot performer and important keystone to Podville Rob Ford evolved. Has become. I mean, there's so much stuff going on here all the time. Yeah. And when this when you get into a situation where you're booked back to back to back to back, sometimes, you know, there's a little spillage, there's a little overlap. Yeah. Rob
there's
Ford
no
is,
crisis with Rob.
He's there in 40 seconds and he fixes the problem.
That's very nice, Rob.
Rob Ford,
that's great.
Is who Rob Spiewak should be. Like, after all these years, like, really If you're looking at...
I thought what I said was just absolutely adequate and probably the end of the conversation.
How much older is... How much younger than Rob Spiewak is Rob Ford?
So Rob is now 50.
Right.
Rob Ford is 28.
22 years.
Yeah.
22 years. The difference between our ages can legally buy liquor.
So Rob Ford, what makes him so special, fellas?
He's unflappable.
He is unflappable. You can't flap him.
Unflappable.
Well, Rob's unflappable. I mean, truly, Rob is unflappable. You don't think Rob is unflappable? I mean, Rob, look, there. You can throw darts at him all day long. I am never going to accuse him of being flappable.
Okay, fair.
Rob takes you know, on
he's technically
situations.
Savvy.
Yes.
He is technically savvy. He knows how to fix something
Rob
in
Ford
a second.
Is.
Rob Ford.
Yeah, and he can...
Rob is not technically savvy.
No. But Rob was so involved in the building of the studios here that he can oftentimes, describing a problem over the phone, tell you how to fix it.
Yes.
I mean, he is...
I never see this... I never see this part of Rob Ford. I just knew him as the guy that was on the show.
And also, I'll give him something else he probably doesn't get a lot. He's out.
You moved away. Thank you, Oscar. Yes, I did.
I don't understand how you missed out being in Florida and all.
That would have been worth staying right there. Yeah. To see how he solves that.
I'll tell you, Rob Ford
Sorry
is also.
I didn't stay for that.
Rob Ford is excellent with clients.
His production
is very strong.
Mm-hmm. And the way that he can map out a conversation, even if it's not produced in a linear fashion, it's impressive.
Yeah, he's
great.
Well,
this is wonderful. Yeah. This is wonderful. Yeah. And so you took him, you rewarded him by taking him out on a date. And you two have been dating for years, haven't you?
Yeah, like he's my...
bear?
No, he's not my bear.
You're my
bear.
Touchstone, Emma. I'm sorry, that's from Terms of Endearment. Sorry.
We're friends.
When he paused, it was just like see, that's my brain that's like yours, Rob.
Yes.
Like when he'll have a pause to give me that, I'll go, you're my touchstone, Emma.
Yeah, it's exactly right. We're wired pretty similarly at times.
That's the one
times,
movie you pull from, which is great. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
That was a big deal 40
just
years ago.
I could get, I almost had a clean getaway. Anyway, go
ahead. Why should I be happy about being a grandmother?
Great line. Great movie.
Yeah. So.
It is.
We went to our usual spot, which is right up the road here, which is an Asian fusion place because it's just on the corner of the block, and they were closed. I said, "Well, let's mosey on up the street here, show up to a new place."
The Asian fusion place, Mike had to close. Too many oysters stuck to it.
Was Empire open?
Didn't go in that direction, Mike.
Okay,
didn't go in that direction.
And by the way, I've been, you know, I have the same ride in every day, and I've been noticing the Empire sign more and more since Oscar's brought
it
up.
It's hard to miss it.
I really don't like the fact that it's spelled without an E. It just looks like it's a letter missing.
Yeah, but they can't use the E because of the flooring company.
I know, and I know it's a reference to the street they're on.
500-588-2300. You know the number?
Of course. But but the thing is that it looks to me like a letter is missing. That's all. That's
right.
All.
Did they get in trouble for Empire one time?
Yes, we did.
On the old show?
What
happened? Because they advertised?
What happened is we didn't know that the day we did that low-budget Jeopardy, they had just signed a huge deal with Empire. They hadn't started yet. They had just signed the deal, and you debuted the voice that day. And it was,
I did
was
the voice
of the guy.
I did the voice of the Empire man.
Yeah,
you know,
hi everybody.
The guy that's and I did a whole kind of
a
like
whole
he painted him as
like,
a less than wholesome man.
I did a whole bit on how they don't charge you for one room, but then they charge you triple for the existing room.
Oh, that is hilarious.
And 800-588-2300 today.
Yeah.
And he has that kind of, right now, come into the house and we'll give you a wonderful deal on a free room. And then we'll take you into the other room and we'll charge you absolute triple the
It went beyond that too. There was threats of there was threats of violence.
That's right. And if you don't pay promptly with our wonderful 1.9% financing, we'll send our Empire goons out to your house.
I remember that was...
They'll break your legs first, then your arms second.
Got one of my favorite messages that I could ever get at WJFK today, which was Alan Linewan would like to see you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I really did get us in trouble.
Yeah, it was bad. It was not a good day.
Really?
Great bit, though.
It was a great,
great
bit.
Great bit.
Yeah.
Great
funny.
Bit.
They invited us. We were invited never to run it for best of. I remember that.
You're invited never to run it again.
Oh, I'd love to have that in my private collection. That would be
Do you
fun.
Know, yeah. you know, I've, I don't know if I've ever told you.
Do you remember when we used to make fun of Bob Evans? You know?
Yes.
With their jingle.
Yep.
You have diarrhea. Your stools are wet. Bob Evans at dinner time.
At dinner time.
That's one of the oldest. That's one of the oldest.
There was another. There was another segment that we got in trouble for, and it, whatever it was makes no difference. And we were told in no uncertain terms to ever run it again. Okay. Mm. And as clear, you know, when we do that, we exit out. I got a hotline call from our general manager, mm-hmm. Ken Stevens. He says, why are you running this segment again? Why are you running it? Why are you running? I told you, I said, Ken, we're in commercials right now. And he looked down and what happened is he had it on cassette because he had to review it. And he started his car and he was hearing it on cassette.
My God.
And he thought we were broadcasting it.
There's management. That's all you need to know. There's upper level management.
At dinner time.
So back to Rob Ford.
Yes,
back
Rob
to,
Ford.
Back to
so
Mr. Rob
we
Ford.
We end up going to a brand new establishment. A lot of new restaurants popping up because there's an opportunity in the city, as you know, Mike.
Yes.
And we sit down and you have to QR code these menus. We're used to that.
Table or booth?
Table.
Ah.
For two.
Same side.
Romantic. And there was a lot of dates going on around us. And I said, Rob, for what are the odds people think we're dating? He goes, hi.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dates around us.
Sort
how's
of
his, how's his presentation now? Is he
he's
wearing...
Good.
He dresses professionally.
He's got,
yeah.
he's got a collared shirt. He's good mm-hmm. to go.
Very good. Okay.
And happily married. This man talks about his wife more than
he loves his wife.
Oh my
he
God.
Loves
he's so
his wife.
Happy. I don't doesn't, know what that yep. feels
this
like.
Doesn't come up with me.
Now he does. Well, not with your life, but no. Rob Ford loves his wife, Rachel, more
so
than
happy.
Anything in
so
the
happy. So happy. So
he. Is your name Rachel?
I don't know.
It's
Samantha.
I think Samantha. No, I think it's Gladys.
Samantha, if I'm not
okay.
mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Or Sam. I don't know.
Karen?
When he says something sweet about his wife, I'm like, man, you're really in love. I don't know what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
And then we move on.
You okay, Mike?
Karen got me.
So he
are you home yet?
We both swipe the load the menu. We order drinks and we're looking and I'm waiting. Have you ever been in a restaurant before where you're like, I wonder, this is a different type of menu. I don't know what's going on here.
So you're kind of confused by it. You're not sure what to order, that type
and
of
I
thing.
Said,
okay.
Do you think maybe
many
the
times.
Food is going to be served off of a woman or?
No, I ask Rob. I say, this is the family place. I said, hey, Rob, like, what are you getting? He goes, I don't know.
And then a live monkey was brought to the table and its skull was removed. No.
The line of the night, he said, I said, what's wrong? He goes, well... I was like, we can just have a couple of drinks and go somewhere else. And he goes, yeah, anytime I read mezcal, it just kind of throws me. Like, there's just too much going on here.
A very fancy liquor.
Yeah, and I said, do you want to
just... Well, it's a fancier version of tequila.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know if he was reading the drink menu or the regular menu. I just know that it was enough to throw him off. And
Dos Mezcals.
Well, no.
Name the movie.
Oh, Dos Mezcals.
Last 2 years. Dos Mezcals.
Mm.
I always thought that was from one of Oscar's home movies.
No.
I don't know.
Once
don't know.
Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I should know that.
Oh,
damn
I
it.
Should know that. I should
when
know
when he
that.
Plays the villain in the movie inside the movie, the TV show inside the movie, and he sees Johnny, whatever his name is, he goes and he gets two mezcals with him.
I remember them. Yeah.
There you go. Thank you.
It's a great film.
So
it is.
So the comedy of error starts where he's like, I was like, I don't know. Well, let's get these drinks and see what happens. So and this is what we talk about where people don't want to work. The young lady that came and served us, she said she was asking a lot of questions. And I said,
she was asking questions of you?
Of us.
Like, how long have you been dating?
No, she was asking questions of when I said, I'll have a Jack and Diet. And he'll have whatever beer he goes.
Were you at a Mexican place?
No, just a place in the city that has liquor.
You
right?
said Asian fusion.
No, the Asian fusion place. Asian fusion. Yeah. The fusion place was closed.
This was the Mediterranean spot we went to.
God, now I'm confused.
Yeah, they went to the Asian fusion
we
place.
We have an Asian fusion
they
place.
They went to the Mediterranean place after the Asian fusion place was closed.
Sorry,
we
don't live in trashy
a Mexican
Florida
product.
Where we have all these options at our fingertips.
Now, you
don't be jealous.
Don't get defensive. He's just trying to clear
up
the story.
Mezcal is a Mexican beverage, an alcohol, a spirit. I'm sorry, not a beverage, a spirit.
Correct.
Ooh.
So it just seems strange that you would have that. At a, we have to take a break.
We do.
Is there? Yes. It doesn't have to be anything long.
No, we'll
just move on, and then we'll come back and finish your date and find out why they were serving mezcal with their pita bread. when we come back.
Your olive tray?
On the, yeah. Tapenade. Mezcal. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Cam Sinison, and I want to have a little heart to heart. If you're thinking about just listening to the Free Daily Show and not bothering to buy a bonus show subscription, don't do it! Ow! Ow! Mike, Rob, and Oscar depend on that money! You leech! Stop sucking! Ow! So if you don't want a crazy guy yelling at you, you should really buy that bonus subscription. And if you don't, well, then I'll be haunting you day and night. And you don't want that.
No, you don't. Every Friday, the bonus show available for you.
Yes.
Please, any movement of the old meter as far as people jumping on board to get our fabulous Friday bonus show?
Mike, the doubters, they questioned. They said, why would you ever do this? I think that it really gave people a sense of, wow, they really want the business to flourish, and we had new people come on board.
That's so. That makes me very happy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Imagine how much easier writing would be if you had a pro on call who could preview and review drafts whenever you wanted it. WordTune can do that digitally. Mm. Don't waste time agonizing over the perfect sentence. With WordTune, you hit deadlines on time every time. WordTune provides options based on your original words so you can take your writing to the next level. Bottom line, not everybody is a poet who don't know it.
Right.
You can use WordTune, and it's the first AI-powered online writing tool that understands meaning so you can feel confident that what you're writing is as smart as you are. WordTune uses the most advanced language processing technology. It's the most advanced available. Nothing else can compete with WordTune. A total game changer. WordTune is ideal for detail-focused writers, managers seeking to drive their point home, or anyone whose writing could use a little tune-up. Words matter. And if you want to succeed with your writing, let WordTune be your guiding hand. WordTune works anywhere you're working online, Google Docs, Slack, Outlook, Web, WhatsApp, and more. And our listeners can try WordTune for free at wordtune.com/TMOS. Get help writing your emails, reports, presentations, resumes, blogs today. Go to WordTune.com/TMOS and improve your writing today.
It's so easy. It pops up as an option
automatically
when you're writing. It just is so easy to use. Love
it. We are talking about Oscar Santana, who went out to a Mexican Mediterranean Asian fusion restaurant.
I found a wonderful, like another layer of Rob that I probably knew and I just didn't realize was Rob Ford, not Rob Spiegel.
There's lots of layers. I mean, you can cut me open, count the rings.
And Rob, after we go through this back and forth, the people, then the lady say, I just started working, and she didn't know the menu or anything.
Oh, this
like
is
that.
the chatty waitress.
And then she finally read off a little piece of paper, she said, and she gave us the special. And I said, Rob, what do you think, man? Do you want to stay here or go somewhere else? He goes, well, I tuned out when she said reduction. And I said,
so he is a man like you. Of childlike, non-gourmet, simple taste.
I said, there's a sweet burger place down. Let's just finish these drinks and get some burgers and then head back to the conference room and watch MSNBC.
Frankly, shocked you didn't end up at Sheetz.
It was great.
So you two stumbled in, you two rubes.
Yes.
Stumbled into like a highfalutin joint.
Apparently.
Is that what happened?
Apparently.
Well, Mike, anytime a sauce is a reduction, you know you're on the flavor train because it's going to be tasty.
I don't even know what that means.
What,
all right,
reduction?
A reduction, if you pour, for example, white wine or red wine specifically into a pan, and you reduce it,
and
you
maybe the
add
pan and
a little, okay, calm down. I know you know as much as I do about it. You know what? Go. Take it.
So
I know you want to, so take it.
Well,
all right, Alton?
When there's drippings at the bottom of a pan, say after you've cooked some meat or something, you can deglaze it by adding wine to it, cooking it, and that will loosen up the little bits of flavor that are on the bottom of the pan. But as it cooks, of course, it starts to evaporate. It reduces. It's a reduction. Mm. And the flavors become more intense because—
So be a red wine, a port wine reduction.
But isn't there enough flavor in the way you cooked it?
There can be.
When you burn off the alcohol, what's left is very, very delicious wine product. You know, you have it. You reduce it, and that's how you do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're not in that camp. And most people would have just decided that they're going to dive into this menu and be polite. But he was a man of his word and said, I'm out. Let's get out of here. And I was like, this is perfect. this seemed like it was going to be expensive anyways. Oh, time see? To go.
Did you think that he was he just being tired that he was tuning stuff out, or does he really have an aversion to food that's fancy?
I think he does. I think he's got the
old, and you do too.
And I don't have time for that. Who has time for reductions?
Well, I mean, sometimes it's a nice way to eat. You know,
on holidays, big celebrations.
No, if you got like a saucier who's out there, you know, making something to put on top of your meatloaf.
Yeah,
you know, c'est la vie.
Yeah, a delicious sauce for your nuggets, sir.
So you've eaten with him a lot. Are you guys burger and fries guys primarily?
He knows a lot about, so when we go to the Asian fusion restaurant, he orders different things and I'm blown away by it. I just was excited that he just said, it's Monday. This is too much. It's too much on this menu. It's too much. The lady doesn't know what she wants, and I'm not dealing with reduction. It's time to go. And I was like, all right.
Well, it's weird because when you were kind enough to order the sushi for us last week, and we were enjoying
that. We went to Potbelly.
Was it Potbelly? I thought I saw him with something from the Wawa.
Potbelly was closed.
Oh, that's right.
We went to Wawa instead.
And so, you know, so it's not just Asian fusion he likes. I think he might be, Mike, just a meat and potatoes guy.
Yeah, I might be a meat and potatoes guy.
Mm. You are a meat and potatoes. You order chicken fingers.
Yep.
Well, because I didn't have it as a child. That's why.
Right.
You know.
Right. But you've never had a curious palate.
No.
Have you?
No. 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 And also,
you enjoy the finer things to a degree.
I was forced to eat, frankly, everything when I was a kid. If I saw it on the plate and it looked, you know, a little intimidating, I'd ask my mom what it was. And as we all know, she'd say, come callado. And what does that mean? Is that a Spanish dish? No, it says shut up and eat. So when you force your kid to eat everything,
right,
they'll eat what they want when they
get
old.
But just for the record, for the non-rubes out there, a reduction is used to intensify flavor.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
It would be good on your mom's lingua.
I'm not against flavor.
Right.
But the time it takes to get to that flavor.
Yeah,
what was the name of this
it?
Joint where you insulted everybody?
I know. I don't want to give. I didn't insult anybody. We didn't walk out. Gave her a nice tip and rolled out.
Okay. What were your drink? Oh, you had a Jack and Diet. Yeah. What did he have?
He had a nice Pilsner. I don't know what beer, but he had something.
A beer.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. And then you went down and had a burger and another couple of drinks?
No. No more drinks. Burger, conference room, MSNBC, then back and then home. Nothing crazy. It was just.
Okay.
It was a fun, like something that.
Shut up, Frankie.
Well, the MSNBC isn't very fun, though.
Now we're catching up on current events.
Mm, okay.
Just two men at the office at 10:30 at night. Why not?
I haven't watched MSNBC since the election.
What do you watch at night?
At night? Oh, that's hard to say.
Wheel.
The Wheel of Fortune. I surf a lot of movie channels.
Got it.
And I find myself usually quite disappointed. I watch the Golf Channel, and an occasional I'll pop on CNN. That's about it.
Yeah,
that's
we'll
what
go
I watch
the news.
Now.
Yeah. I, as a news junkie, I figure you'd watch more news, not necessarily.
I don't
MSNBC.
Watch as much news. I get more of my news now online.
Got
and
it.
To be honest with you, I spend a lot of time on my computer watching boats go by at Hall Over Pass in Miami.
Last night,
a lot of spring breakers
with a lot of women
pass.
With a lot of women twerking.
Oh, I've seen that.
Last night I watched Under the Deck. What is it? Below Deck Mediterranean. They've got a new crew.
Oh, so you were at the Mediterranean too?
Is that with the drama queen captain that has the white beard?
That is another version. There's several versions of the show. This is the blonde lady captain.
Different boats. Oh.
And this followed the show. I don't even know the name of it. Carrie had the remote last night. There was a.
It tells me that if I had the money to charter a ridiculously expensive yacht, it would be absolutely populated below deck. With absolute slacker a-holes.
Absolutely. It's so frustrating. And you know who was the charter guest last night? And I was embarrassed for the estate of the family. It was Roy Orbison Jr. And he was an a-hole. I mean, to a point where he says it. Everybody's going to get drunk tonight. And then they're trying to do a nighttime docking. And he's standing at the rear of the boat, threatening to jump in. Where to a point where they're having to like pull him back in. And I'm just saying, this is embarrassing to the entire Orbison
family.
See,
if you'd hit
family.
Me to that, I would have tuned that.
I would have watched
been
that.
Fun.
That's, you know,
that would have been fun watching. I still can't
bring myself to watch 90 Day Fiancé, Below Deck?
Yes.
Below Deck is pretty fascinating.
I've watched Below Deck. Yeah. I've seen that before where it's always like, this person's leaving because their grandmother got sick and we're going to pick a new lady up in St. Thomas and then they show her walking down the dock and you're like, oh, hell.
hello. They're like vultures sitting there on the deck.
Last night, the cook had to quit because he said, as we say, it's basically not working out. They had a shot of him chopping food saying, you know, I like to rise to the occasion and I cook better when I'm under pressure than if I have all. At this time, the food in the pan behind him catches on fire and it is canola oil, and he does the stupidest thing you can do. He takes it to the sink and pours water on an oil fire so it quadruples in size. And wow. I like this show.
Maybe it was the reduction.
I came up last night. I said, Gary, where's the boat show?
Boat show.
Like that boat show.
Below Deck Mediterranean's on. Well, that's good. Hey, we got to take a break. When we come back, he's here. He's ready.
Yes.
And he's got the digital dumpster for you, ladies and gentlemen. And to Rob Ford, I hope you listen to this show and hear the way Rob and Oscar were talking about you. Mm-hmm. They love you. There you go. Me, I go back to that time you were on the porch in Maine and your hookah. Sorry, we've been apart for a while.
Fathers, podcasters, get set for real gonad-crushing action this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Big Capital Center. It's the TMOS Hot Rod Thrill-tacular. New for 2020, rookie champion Michael William O'Mara behind the wheel of the V8 Supercharged Ball Crusher McGee truck.
Ball Crusher McGee.
He's the killer to your dong pillow. Putting the slap tag on your jam bag. It's a slobber knocker in your sleep number. Sack stomping, testicle tearing, gonad annihilating action.
Bonus.
Get more ball breaking action every week with the TMOS bonus show subscription. Subscribe today and don't be cruel to the family jewel.
Quit sucking.
Ball Crusher McGee.
Way to go, Twitch. Keep them coming, Twitch. Please. You can't help but feel a little relieved. Things are starting to feel more normal this summer, even when normal means sand in your shorts. When you download Best Fiends, your brain can feel like it's laying on the beach all year long. Without the crowds, the bugs, the screaming kids, and the itching. The literally thousands of levels in Best Fiends make your brain feel like it's on summer holiday no matter where you are. Best Fiends is way more fun than the other matching puzzle games out there. It's one of those games that makes 30 minutes feel like 30 seconds, and it's totally free to download. With thousands of fun puzzles to solve, there's something new every day. Rob is on level 3877.
Mike, it's called White Bouquet. White Bouquet, and there you have to destroy 9 flowers, 120 raindrops, and guess what's back? 5 slugs. Killing the slugs.
Is there like the top of the mountain? Is there a level that, like, if you really were to play 24/7?
I like to mark them off whenever you break off a hundo, as they say. Mm-hmm. But there's no end in sight. I don't think anyone's ever completed the game because there's always more levels.
Plenty more to go. There's just so much to love about this game. Give it a try, and you'll love it as much as Rob does. I guarantee. Download the 5-star rated puzzle game, Best Fiends. Free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. You gonna love it. Let's open up the dumpster right now and see what's happening down there. Oh, who is that?
Hello. My name is Kirk Douglas.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, that one hurts.
Wow, that was painful, Rob. Very, very painful.
Wasn't it great, though, when Frank Gorshin would do Kirk Douglas on Sullivan?
Yeah, he did. Frank Gorshin did one of my favorite, as a mimic, one of my all-time favorite, Kirk Douglas as a short order cook. You know, whose fries are these? What made me laugh out loud, really. You know?
So great. All right, Mike, anytime there is something that involves an airplane in some sort of distress, if there's a happy ending, I'd like to share it with you because you are sort of a phobic flyer, but you like
sort
to
of, sort of watch it. Yep.
This is a guy, he was a student pilot doing his first solo flight in a Cessna. He lost his engine, had none, and he was able to land successfully in a field. This kid holds it together. They don't give his age. Mm-hmm. To me, he looked like
is a kid learning to fly. This is solo.
Yep.
And his engine quits.
I think he looked like he was in his lower 20s, maybe. Wow. But listen to this, his composure and the way they talk him through it. It's fascinating.
I'm losing my engine. I'm sputtering in and out and losing power. I've pulled carb heat. Everything else is in the green. Looks like my oil pressure has dropped.
All right, well, you can proceed direct to the runway 117 Tango Sierra, clear to land, and I'm ready for you.
Okay, it's coming back, and I'm losing it, and I'm over a residential area. I don't have a lot of places here. I have lost full engine power. I have no engine.
Roger, no engine. We got guys coming to you. I got Charlotte notified, and they're coming to you. 117 Tango's here.
Roger. I'm looking for a field here. I'm going to try to drop in.
Roger that.
I'm going to attempt a landing in a field right now.
117 Tango's here, Roger. I notified Charlotte. They got people sending as soon as they can to you.
I have touchdown. Holy
I don't know. I don't know.
The air traffic controller.
Not great.
Cletus McCletus.
Yeah.
Was zippy help to this kid at all? Right?
Which makes it all the more amazing.
He was really nervous. He was more nervous than the kid.
I would have just added one thing to this clip.
Okay.
Make sure you tell my roommate to erase my browser history. Thank you.
But it's pretty fascinating, and kudos to that kid that on his solo flight as a student, he was able to pull
it
out.
Kid was composed as hell. Traffic controller was like,
when you think of rock bands with unusual instruments, the two that always pop to mind for me are Jethro Tull and the Moody Blues, who both featured a flute player. But you don't ever think of a violin player, do you?
No.
Can you think of a rock band that featured a violin? This surprised me because it never occurred to me until I found about this gentleman's passing.
Styx, maybe?
Prince?
No, his name is Robbie Steinhardt, and he was one of the founding members, lead vocalist, and violin players for Kansas.
I was close with Styx.
You were. You absolutely were. But, you know, this is such an amazing song. It's not Yanni. It's Dust in the Wind by Kansas. His name was Robbie Steinhardt, and he passed this weekend at age 71.
I close my eyes.
I can do a lot of impressions when I have a nasal congestion.
But Robbie Steinhardt explains how he got into a rock band. It's sort of a weird road.
My parents asked me to play the violin. I guess made me play the violin would be more accurate. I was the first chair in my high school orchestra, in my junior high school orchestra, in my grade school orchestra. Well, I remember when Phil Ehart called me and he said, I heard you play and I wanted to find out if you wanted to get together and form a band.
Isn't that great that he just said?
That's very, very cool. Yeah, music is music, cats.
I hear it. I hear it. Mike, what do you know about James Parnell Spears?
He is the conservator of Britney Lynn Spears.
He just turned 69 this month, so happy birthday, J.P. Spears. But also, Britney Spears' lawyer says they are going to continue to fight James Parnell Spears.
I once again want to thank Britney Spears for her courage and for her strength.
Also, I like that the lawyer always refers to her as Britney Spears. Not Britney, Spears. Not Miss Spears. Always
her
just
courage
Britney
and
Spears.
Her strength.
I once again want to thank Britney Spears for her courage and for her strength. And I also want to thank Britney Spears fans and supporters for outreach and support. For my firm, myself, and most importantly, Britney, has truly been overwhelming. Finally, my firm and I are moving aggressively and expeditiously to file a petition to remove Jamie Spears unless he resigns first.
When he heard the statement, Jamie Spears said, "What does expeditiously mean?"
Also, where is she finding these attorneys?
Doesn't that attorney sound like he could just as easily be saying, "Blue rocks now"? Thank you.
Yes, hello, sir. You want your Johnny Walker Blue rocks?
I bet that lawyer doesn't like reductions.
No,
right? Probably not.
Did you see Panama City, Florida, Mike? There's a guy on the 16th floor videotaping the beach, and there's a guy out in the water, and there is a hammerhead shark. Maybe within 5 feet of this guy.
You know, down here in Florida, you hear a lot of talk. All you hear is great white, great white, great white, great white. Maybe then tiger shark. Hammerheads are so aggressive. Hammerhead sharks are very aggressive sharks. They really scare me.
And I know you don't like when videos are narrated, but I think the narration of this guy who's up on the 16th floor, I think you'll appreciate the tone of his delivery. And also,
is he yelling at somebody down in the water?
No, but you can hear the people on the beach yelling for the guy to get out of the water. It's pretty intense.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Get out.
He sees it. He sees it. Look at him.
He's seen it?
Oh, my God.
He sees it.
Oh, my God. Did you get that on video?
So that's what goes on in Panama City. But it was
put the Brando on.
It's what sharks love, Mike. Sharks crave.
That's
he was
right.
Maybe
it has electrolytes.
It was less. It was about or a
can
little.
Can you play
less than
that again so I can make sure he said he's seen it?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh?
Oh no! Oh my God!
Man.
Get out!
He sees it.
Okay. All right. Sorry. I'm sick.
But the thing,
that's why I want you to replay that.
As soon as Mike, as soon as he finished taping that video, he went back working on Britney Spears' court case.
Blue rocks.
Let's close with this
stat.
In the old days, I think that one of the most likable celebrities out there was George Clooney. You know, hard to find a problem with him.
Still to this day.
But I think in a newer wave of celebs, hard to dislike Ryan Reynolds.
I mean,
he's a pretty cool guy. And here he is discussing his wife and how he met Blake Lively.
This is funny.
The way he describes the set they were on is brilliant.
I met Blake on the darkest crease in the anus of the universe called Green Lantern.
I want you to savor that just for a second.
It's so funny.
We'll play it again. Here's Ryan Reynolds.
Hello, my name is Kirk Douglas.
No, here's Ryan Reynolds.
I met Blake on the darkest crease in the anus of the universe called Green Lantern. We were friends and buddies, and then about a year and a half later, we actually went out on a double date, but we were dating separate people. And we hung out, and we always kind of kept in touch, but sort of casually, and then next thing you know, she was going to Boston. I was going to Boston. So I was like, well, I'll ride with you. We got on the train and then begging her to sleep with me.
And the rest is history. That's your digital dumpster. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Who can blame them? Boy, that couple.
They have any babies?
Yes.
Oh, those are going to be beautiful children. Wow, fantastic. We got to get out of here. Thank you all very much. Continue to support us by subscribing to our Friday bonus show. If you want to hear the show on Friday, you got to subscribe, and we hope you love it. It's another special one coming up this week. We love you. Thank you for continuing to support The Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Do you spend your days rushing to the nearest bathroom?
Oh, good for you!
What do I do?
That's all.